welcome to Talking with Jeffrey. I'm your host, Antoine, and thank you for tuning in. And it was a great week, but I'm just amazed at how fast they're flying by. You know, it's already about to be March, and before you know it, we'll be asking ourselves, you know, what happened to 2022? Or what did we do in 2022? So it's just motivating me to stay on my job. But as long as I'm able to provide for my family and recharge, I'm always going to be great. So today, I want to discuss a topic that comes to my mind a lot and pretty frequently, and that is becoming comfortable being uncomfortable. If utilized correctly, it could prove to be excellent for our success and growth, but some of us use it in the wrong way. Of course, we may have to be uncomfortable to get to the next level, but what about the times when it isn't working? So I'll begin by asking, are you in a situation that is stressing you out, but you choose not to leave? Are you always looking for another opportunity, but find ways to discourage yourself from making the transition? This is something that I call, I'm titling it, Comfortable Being Uncomfortable. And it happens to some of us, but allow me to elaborate a little more for better understanding. And basically, how can you become comfortable being uncomfortable? What does that truly mean? How does a person not want to leave a situation of stress for something that could be better? It means that you're willing to stay in a difficult situation because of your fear of trying something new. You're not sure how it's going to work out, so you kind of just stay put. And you're willing to put off a transition because of the fear of the unknown. And I'm here to say that I understand, I can relate, and at times I still go through this phase. You know, also your current situation, whether it be a job, a business, a relationship, or a project, they may pay you well or treat you well. It may be something you're familiar with. It may be even something that you have grown accustomed to, tolerating, even though you absolutely dread it. But ask yourself, if I can continue to put myself through this stressful situation, surely I can try something else and put myself through a new one, right? I mean, if I'm comfortable being uncomfortable with a job, couldn't I apply for a new one or a new position and be uncomfortable with the job interview or the onboarding process? If I'm comfortable being uncomfortable with my business, couldn't I just build a new one, a new business, and be uncomfortable with the new challenges? If I'm comfortable being uncomfortable within a relationship, can I just end it and consider building myself alone by myself, you know, growing on my own, you know, because sometimes it's kind of hard to find you when you're in a difficult situation with somebody else or a relationship. But as I always say, I'm not telling anyone to leave a relationship. It's just a question you should ask yourself. But regardless of your current situation, you have to go with what works with you. That may involve creating your own disruption to break you out of that situation. That may involve becoming uncomfortable, growing your success, but remind yourself that you are currently uncomfortable. So why not use it for development? Some of us will continue to go through something that truly isn't for us, but because we are already established and comfortable, we're going to stay there. So to summarize this session, I definitely don't want to make it too long, is to realize that being uncomfortable is a natural feeling in any situation. Just know that you can choose what you're willing to tolerate and what you choose to apply your uncomfortable feeling for growth. And with that being said, I do hope you appreciate our site, learn a great deal, and focus on building yourself for the person that you are to become. So stay strong, stay resilient, and keep fighting for a better you. Thank you. Hey, are you looking for insight, topics, and thoughts on ways you can grow your own personal development? To find ways to embrace and develop your own strengths instead of looking for it within others? Or even to build wealth within real estate, your business, and even strategies to get your career to the next level? Well, tune in with us at chivalryjones.com, where we accept positive vibes only, an engaging community, and straight to the information that you need. So now that you are listening to Talking with Chivalry and looking to become a better you, how about you kick your feet up, sit back, mind your business, and relax, and let's vibe.